Hello and welcome back to Sankeeti Creations Podcast. I'm your host, Elle, and we have my co-host here, Colors. How are you doing, Colors?
I'm doing great. We have a very great person online today, so I'm excited to ask him a couple questions and, yeah, take it along.
Awesome. So today we have special guest, Lord Shu. Shu, how are you doing?
What's happening? I'm doing good, y'all. How are y'all? How's everybody doing?
We're good. Actually, we're probably a bit jet lagged. We just came in from Cancun, Mexico yesterday. Well, I did. And Kalish is out there, you know, he's living a good life in Mexico right now. So it was a long flight, let me tell you. It's been a while since I have flown out of the country and I completely forgot about customs. You know, having to come through customs back in the US, and I was in line for a good hour and a half. So that was not fun. But the vacation as a whole was very fun.
Okay, that's fire. Customs is horrible.
Like, it is.
It really is.
It is, and you know, we have plans on like going like across other, you know, across the sea, if you will. And right now, I'm thinking of how I'm going to access my TSA pass, pre-check stuff. How I'm going to do my global passport stuff, because I'm not waiting in line ever again in my life.
Nah, that's. Yeah, I actually thought about that too myself this year. So you on the right path with that, because them lines, first off, it's ridiculous. And second, I swear it's like if you're not like getting a little quick access line, they looking at you like, brokey. Like they just kind of look down on you. So I'm like, nah, y'all ain't about to treat me like that.
That's true. That there's so many perks right now. Even if I flew United, but like they offer you like snack boxes and you can pre-order them and all this. So there's definitely a lot of perks to flying. You just got to get to know like your airline and where you're going, honestly.
That's a blessing.
Yeah.
All right, Chief. Today we want to talk a little bit about you and then we'll hop on to some other subjects. But tell us about you. Like, what do you do? You know, what lines of business are you in? How did you get here?
Okay. Well, for those who don't know me watching this, my name is Lord Shu X. My first name is Lord. My last name is X. But everybody call me Shu, which is my middle name. I was born in Blytheville, Arkansas, which is a very small town. It's probably about an hour outside of Memphis, Tennessee. And I moved to a bunch of places. My family's in the military. Basically live like anywhere in the United States, and then we moved to Germany for a few years. And during that time, I got into making music. And that was like 2007, maybe? Or no, that was long before that, maybe 2003 or four. But I had started making music, and it ended up becoming a career. And probably up until 2013, I started taking it serious. I feel like I didn't really start taking music serious until then. And I started getting a lot of placements, like Convict Music, Akon's label. I was working with a rapper. He ended up going to jail for killing somebody, but that was like kind of my introduction to music. But during that time, I ended up getting into drop shipping a little bit. So I decided to study cryptocurrency and learn how to make a cryptocurrency. And me and my brother got together and we started a company called Sky Lounge Recordings. It was actually a record label, but we wanted just like to bring all of our friends together that made music and tour. And that's where my first business started. And then I ended up dissolving that company because it had five founders on it, and like just splitting up that money. I wasn't even the CEO of my own company either. So I was just managing everything, and I pretty much was doing it alone. So I decided to start my own company about 2 years ago called Shu Loves Rebels. During the time, I was actually the person who helped with the merchandise for the tour, and I was making clothes with my creative director from my first company. His name is Phelps, and he had a clothing brand called Pink Pancakes, and that was like my introduction into fashion.
That's an awesome name.
Oh yeah, Pink Pancakes. Well, he's from Houston, Texas, bro. So his like he had the pink pancakes and the syrup was purple, bro. It was so hard. Like, that. Yeah. That's amazing. So like that was like my intro to fashion. And then go ahead.
What is the name of your company or your brand?
Well, the name of my company that I'm in now is called Shoe Loves Rebels. And basically, that name came from when I was living in Atlanta. Man, it's gonna be weird to explain. So, but I'm gonna be transparent because everybody who like is a part of it knows what it is. But so basically, I was in Atlanta and I don't know why, but I just started getting really like known for making music, which was like the start of it. But I was going around Atlanta and just going to different studios and recording in them. But like the way I was recording was, I guess, kind of different than what normal people would do. We would have like a typical session, but I would go in there. I would probably get like some necessities to go into the studio with and just like have them all off to the side. And then like, I'll be like, you know, play some beats or whatever. And they'll play some beats and I'll just start rapping. I was going through this phase where I wouldn't write anything. Before that, I was writing everything, but I would just go in there freestyle. And I was kind of like, I was practicing something that I had never done before with freestyling. And a lot of people, I guess, was talking about it, like word of mouth got around that I was doing that. And it went from me just doing like normal recording sessions for my projects to like people would come to my studio sessions to just like sit and just listen to me freestyle. And then I started writing this book and we like based it on this lifestyle that we were living. Me and my cousin, we called it Keys to the Island. And everybody was like in it was like rebels. And like they were all kind of like, I guess like cult members. At some point it just kind of turned into that. Like it was like a cult. Like they would all meet up at my house.
Yeah. Everything seems like a cult if you look hard enough though. Everything seems like a club.
that's how I feel. So I just was like, you know what? If the shoe fits, man, whatever. I went with it. Like we would burn like little red candles and then I had like designated people like would stand over like this little podium thing and they would read like chapters from books that I would select. I would never read the book. I would just kind of be there just like walking in the dark and just kind of watching everybody. I still do that now, by the way. But
yeah,
that's pretty much where the name came from, Shoe Loves Rebels, because I do love rebels. I mean, everybody that was around me at the time was like people that was like I guess down on luck in life, and a lot of them was looking for like an answer, and I guess I was just that for them. But I wasn't like trying to like, you know how like crazy people is making them do crazy stuff. If anything, I was more or less trying to teach them like what I was going through, because at the time my life wasn't perfect either. You know, I was pretty much homeless. I was like wandering the streets of Stone Mountain pretty much every day, and I just had like all these different people just I was meeting, and they was like, oh my gosh, I need to be around you. So it went from like me just walking up and down the street every day by myself to like look behind me and it's just like trails of people. But yeah, that's where it came from.
All right, all right. Sweet, man. That sounds
such a young life. It's so, it feels like you live so many different lives already, you know, different stages for sure. Going from the music, the cryptocurrency, and just, you know, even living certain types, you know, unfortunately, financial issues and all that. So that in itself is so much about you and explains so much. I watched quite a few videos on YouTube. And even before that, like, you know, I had done the newsletter feature. And so I learned so much. And it makes sense. You know, something I love about you is that you have done a little bit of everything, but it's really made you a whole, like, person here. You know, it's amazing, honestly. So thanks. Thank you for being with us today.
Yeah, it's no problem. I've been waiting to do this. It's kind of overdue. So
yeah.
I'm just glad that y'all taking the time out with me to talk to me today for real. I feel like we kind of like-minded individuals, so I'm glad we're doing this.
Yeah, I definitely think so. College and I have definitely dwelled in different departments, should I say. Mm-hmm. You know, he's more of the art and the tattoos and all that, but we're pretty much people person as well, just because along with our side hustles, you know, we have different professions that we have gotten into. No one really knows what I do for a living. And I like that because it always changes, right? So I own my shop, I have my newsletter and the podcast, but then again, like I used to be an insurance agent. I used to be like a banker. I used to do customer service, all types, all licensed certifications and all this, always evolving, should I say. So it's refreshing to meet other people, you know, from other parts of the world that we can share that with, for sure.
Well, honey.
Yeah, for sure. So let me ask you a couple questions right now. I know you're doing a lot right now and, you know, things seem to be going your way. So everything keeps going your way, man. And
Same to y'all.
Everything, yeah. Maybe one day we can collaborate somehow. I don't know how to rap. I mean, you know, maybe just like the hype boy, like, yeah.
Bruh, yeah. See? I was like, yo, nah, you know, like at the beginning of the song where the dude just come on, start saying like wild stuff. Yo, straight up.
Like DJ Khaled.
Bruh, you going to be the DJ Khaled on my record. That'll be hard. Straight up.
That's good. So yeah, what are your future goals? What is it that you're trying to do later, or you know, are you trying to keep this going, or is it, do you have anything else in plan and in motion already for the future? What is it you're doing at this moment?
Right now, with my current company, it's actually a fashion house and a tech agency. So it's funny that maybe, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, I got like a whole bunch of employees, like a whole, maybe, I don't know, 60 employees of just developers and social media marketing team. And I don't know, it's a bunch of random stuff. But they were just like, hey, we want to work for you because you look like you know how to be a CEO and how to run everything. And I was like, all right, you know, we'll try something out. And then, I don't know, I just... Every day it's just been like that since, but I've been working on my my clothing line, and basically it's just like a loungewear line. Everybody's pretty much in the crib now, you know, ever since everybody started getting randomly sick, people sneezing on each other. Yeah, mm-hmm. We just all trapped in the crib. So I'm like, you know, I don't really wear like dress shirts and stuff like I used to, being in the office, you know, we in the house with it. So I'm like, you know what? It'd be cool if somebody came out with like a sustainable loungewear line, you know, that actually like respects the earth and your body at the same time. So I've been working with that same tech team I was telling you about, developing the rollout for that. I haven't even, since y'all the first like cool people I'm actually going to interview ever. Like this is the first actual interview I've ever done. So just letting y'all know that, yeah, real talk.
That's a surprise. I honestly, that's a
big real talk. So I was supposed to, I was supposed to do an interview on my own podcast with my host, but I ended up just putting it on the back burner because I'm like, if I'm gonna do like, I'll do it with people who like genuinely care about what I'm doing. That I manage the podcast, so I don't really have like a super deep relationship with that podcast yet. So I'm just like, it's cool. I'll talk to people who actually like genuinely want to know what's up. But that is like the main goal right now, is to roll out my essential line. But then I also been working on my very first album. I actually have never put out an album. I put out about 30 plus projects online. You can check them out at thetheemg.bandcamp.com. But I have everything that I've pretty much ever made on that website. It's a lot of music. But I never put out an actual album because music is just something I do for fun. I just get paid from it. But like, I was like, maybe I should try to take it serious at least once. So I actually am releasing it as a NFT, and only unless I really know you, like y'all, I'll probably send it to y'all, but only like certain people will actually be able to get it because it's not gonna be cheap. I mean, it's this first album is gonna be a secret, but the rest of my projects are gonna be different. I'll just say that they're gonna be different. But that, and also just managing a tech company. A lot of my employees are from Pakistan, so I want to eventually help grow the economy in Pakistan. It's, a lot of them out there is like telling me that the money over there kind of messed up. So I'm a real global citizen. I figured, hey, we eating good over here. You know, we got the delicious Burger King and McDonald's. Actually, you know, they got KFC in Pakistan, y'all. Did y'all know that? Yeah, it's horrible.
You know, my sister's just been in the military for a while. She says they definitely have taken over a lot of the American restaurants because of the soldiers and like them going back and forth. So definitely have heard it. But that's amazing. Yeah, that's amazing. Like taking a tech company out to Pakistan because we don't get to see that type of talent from over there. And you know what? Same thing happens in Mexico. For us growing up, we don't know when it started and really how, but we never really thought about Mexico being a big, you know, country that's developed. There's so much to do, talent, you know, until you get there as an adult is when you learn these things. Otherwise, our parents coming from small towns and there's nothing but dirt, we think everything is nothing but dirt, you know? It takes a while to start like traveling, researching, Googling, to know that, hey, there's a lot of smart people out there. They are great engineers, artists, all types of backgrounds. I love that. I definitely do.
Yeah, that's actually dope. I actually want to go to Mexico. I want to go to, is Yucatan Peninsula, is that in Mexico?
Yeah, the Yucatan is, well, we came from Cancun right now, so that's Yucatan.
Oh, for real? Okay. See, I didn't even know that. As it goes, to let you know. I need to go out there and like explore more.
Yeah, no, for sure. We ended up
learning. We learned the same way. Yeah, for sure.
That's hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we keep learning, man. You got to keep exploring. You got to keep learning. You got to see, you know, take the opportunity. Yeah. Right now, we are on our also, you know, trying to do our own. What's our next big move? Like my wife and I, and just trying to see what we can
invest overseas, basically. So just like you investing in Pakistan, we're investing in Mexico now. We kind of have the same mindset, and it's amazing. I feel so lucky, you know, because it's hard to find people who are kind of thinking the same way. We thought about putting investments into the U.S. However, at this time, it doesn't seem like maybe a good move. So we're kind of like, you know, our roots are in Mexico. That is where, you know, our parents are from. Let's see what's down there. So part of this vacation was vacation and fun, and the other part was investment and business. You know, always got to balance.
Y'all dope. Y'all so dope. That's hard.
Yeah. Let's see. I do have another question for you. So, you know, day to day, I'm sure, you know, there's a lot of things in the day that just keeps you up and down in your emotions, and your family, your friends, or whatever. So how do you stay motivated and keep like posting, or how do you stay, you know, uplifting people, or you know, just actually trying to make something of yourself and make others, you know, something of themselves?
That's actually a really good question.
Thank you.
No, I was like, let me ask question. Yeah, it's a real.
What did we lost them?
What keeps me motivated? Honestly, I'm probably weird, man. I actually like to live on planet Earth and be alive, so just existing keeps me motivated. But meeting people like y'all, it's so easy because now it's just like, well, I'm not alone. There's like people like me here.
Yeah.
Also, food. Good food. My girl.
Well, who is your girl?
Y'all probably y'all know, y'all should know her. She on Instagram, 1111. Man, she kind of like me. We just be doing everything. But she mainly she creates like notebooks, coloring books. She also like does spiritual help to people, mentoring people, art. I know she do a lot of art just in general, like painting and stuff like that. I feel like she creates like everything, bro.
Yeah, so the creativity is strong within both of y'all. That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. We talked about it. Yeah, we need to do an episode with all of us too, like all in it. That would be crazy.
It would be amazing. She's so talented, so just ready to try anything. Just really beautiful soul. We actually did have the opportunity to meet her a few years ago, and we've just been talking ever since. And I know she's overseas and all, but we definitely are like, hey, one day we're gonna see you again. No worries. Like, we've been meaning to go out there anyway to Europe, so we'll meet you there.
Hey, you know? Mm-hmm. That'd be, yo, just keep me in the loop when y'all do that too, man. I'll probably be out there soon.
Yes sir. We will. Yeah, do you have any other questions, though?
Well, actually, I did, because there's a video I was trying to find, and it's a video I shared to college a few weeks ago. We found it on TikTok. I know a lot of your background is from what the old world used to be, so like Egypt and, you know, kind of pyramids and all this is kind of what I'm getting from your videos. One of the videos that I shared with him a few weeks ago was of this lady who actually went on a trip to Egypt, took a picture of what was maybe like a statue, maybe a holy statue. And first issues with the camera. So real quick, issues were like going off. It seems like it was messing with the camera. And then the pictures she took were almost of some kind of maybe hologram, maybe of like someone who wasn't really there. And they confirmed nobody was in front of the picture. I wish I could find it. I tried to find it. You're right. So what they said, they went into a few, you know, different researched all this, and what they're saying is that they think they might have stumbled upon a holy object in which you can see different maybe a different alternative reality. So the image they took is basically just photo image of someone who might have lived in that area of Egypt many years ago.
That's actually super hard, right?
Yeah. So any thoughts on that? Any thoughts on being able to tap into other universes or other, I don't know, metaphysical structures? How do we do that? Do you any ideas, any thoughts?
this y'all coming with the heat today. Okay.
Oh, you didn't come prepared?
Honestly, I came to just be like shot it like bullets, just hit with bullets. So this is, I've been getting hit with a lot of bullets in this. As far as different dimensions, the way I look at dimensions is kind of funny, because I look at the human body as different dimensions. I mean, we have our blood, we have our nervous system, our essential organs. Those are different dimensions. Even the atoms, that's another dimension. Cells, you know, I see the human body as actually being in a bunch of dimensions at one time in the present. You know, a lot of things that people get stuck on is like the past. And I know we see stuff like this, and I'm like, oh, he can't let go. But in the reality of all things, it's just symbols, you know. The ancients understood the symbols of the present, because they lived in the present, you know, they just stayed aware. So, and even when you just think like about a memory, you go to a different dimension when you think about how you want your future to be. So that's just kind of how I look at it. But as far as like the lady taking the pictures, our world is kind of the same way. I look at the earth like a human body also. A world has a dimensions of itself, you know, a core, according to what science is saying. You know, I ain't gonna say that they're right or wrong or nothing, but we got another perspective on that, which is another dimension. It's just endless dimensions of everything. But that's the fun part about it. Like I was telling y'all earlier, like being alive, you get to see all these different perspectives of how God expresses itself through human beings, you know, just showing how just the fun, like the imagination, how much fun it can be. So ways that I tap into that is just by having fun, for sure. I like to party. So that's how I tap into a different dimension, if you get my drift. But
that is like a whole own dimension.
You feel me?
You take a little, that's an energy of people building a whole core of a dimension, and you tap into it and you're somewhere else, you know, because as soon as it hits or something happens, that whole just like it gets, you know, destroyed. So if you have whatever, it's just like, you know, someone destroys the party, a party pooper comes in and they're like, oh man, you know, like the vibe just
goes out.
It just dies, man.
And it's kind of hard to bring it back inside.
Yep.
Have those right people, you know, like, so I get what you're saying. I think it's a pretty cool way to see a different dimension. It's just a different power source that you, that's just pretty cool.
Just to keep it on the simple side though. Like, I don't be
exactly. Yeah. I'm not getting too deep. Right. But you know, it's interesting because myself having to do a lot of research on topics I touch within podcasts or newsletters or now my short episodes, is so much of our history is interesting how they compare, right? So for myself, you know, kind of researching the Aztecs and the Mayans and all these kind of tribes, so much of what they did comes together. And, you know, talking about different dimensions and all that is no different from my belief of how ghosts function and how energy is really what's stuck on Earth and not really their ghost. It's just residual energy. And I've said this a few times in our podcast episodes where people are scared of these things. But honestly, it's most likely that they have such a traumatic event that their energy just stays in that room, you know? And that's all it is. And... And the same thing with this talk of dimensions, like we are living with that energy every day, you know, like whatever happened in that area before you came to it. And I think that it may be altered at certain points, you know, how all these things happen at certain points of the year, because let's say the winter or the summer solstice and certain things start happening, they cause like a reaction. Like that is, I feel, what usually happens. Like if we go to a home that's considered haunted and we take something there or we take from it, well, we're altering that reality there now. You know?
And then what?
Exactly. And then what? So I'm not saying like I believe in ghosts, but I do believe in how strong our internal energy and everybody else's is.
Yeah. On Earth.
Yes.
Well, honey, I feel that. That's that.
It's somehow, some way, and we just, you know, it's like for this conversation to happen, we needed to know somebody. And fortunately for us, your girlfriend is the connection that we had to make in order for us to meet you.
Yep.
So, everything happens for a reason. With connections, we are all connected. We just need to hit those, you know, how do you say it? Two roads cross. We just need to hit those intersections, and that will open more roads for us to keep meeting new people. But you know, then it's awesome.
Real talk.
The perspective about life and how we are all connected, you know, and how we are going to help each other, you know, succeed in life and maybe even become partners one day somehow, and you know,
right?
Yeah,
you feel me?
Really,
that'd be sick.
Because we only have each other, and you know, finding each other like that is amazing, and we might even grow bigger. You know, I'm not gonna grow anymore. I'm short. I'm 5'2", but you
know, I mean, hey, like, short, short dudes in the house. I ain't no taller, bro.
But yeah. Yeah, man, this has been pretty cool, pretty awesome.
Any questions for us? I know you wanted to kind of do a back and forth.
Yeah, we just chilling. Yeah. So, y'all from Mexico? Or was y'all born in Mexico? Both of y'all, or just you?
I'm 100% Mexican. I was born in Mexico.
100%. So for me, my parents were both born in Mexico, but I was born in the U.S. I was actually born in California, in L.A.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, but y'all both been to Mexico, though, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Mexico, right?
So, which is better? Which is better? That's the real question. Y'all like Mexico, you know, or U.S. better?
To be honest, we appreciate Mexico much more as adults as we did as children, I would say. And that's because Mexico's way of living is so much slower. So you can actually enjoy life a little bit more. Yes, they love to hustle. Some people work 6 days a week. And then you have those who have found a balance in their life. So they know how to enjoy, how to live, how to work, and do both, right? Here, I feel like in the U.S., we both learned that it's hustle, 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 24/7. There is no stop. So when we go over there, it's like time moves different. It's a different wave. And so we love that because it gives us like a way to maybe slow down too. Like I came back and I was like, yeah, I have things to do, but prioritize myself, make sure that I'm okay. And so it kind of brings you back to reality to be like, yes, I need to make money, but I also need to make sure that I'm healthy mentally, physically, spiritually to enjoy that money. You know?
Mm-hmm. You're doing all this work and then you die. And then it's just like, well, what's the point? I have all this money. This bank account's full.
Exactly. What was the point of it? So exactly. we appreciate it more and more now as we got older, for sure. Before it was like, you know, we'll go to our parents, at least myself, you know, because I've been to a lot of different cities in Mexico. Mm-hmm. And one of those is my parents, where they're from. Like I said, there's nothing but dirt roads out there. So I would go, there's no hot water. There's no AC. There's no Wi-Fi. You know, there's nothing, no luxury. So I would go and I'd be like, what am I supposed to do here? You know,
it's not like a place to be for real, though.
Exactly. Now that I'm older, I'm like, wow, this is amazing. There's no noise. You just go, enjoy, eat good food, drink some mm-hmm. fresh coconut water right out the coconut, you know, and just enjoy the ocean, the waves, the people out there are usually really nice. And so it's... Yeah.
I can see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you grow into it for sure.
We'll have to have you tag along one of these days and
like, for real,
like a trip, and then hopefully your girlfriend will probably be there. We can all just kind of have a more deeper conversation of what we are doing right now. Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to, you know, getting to know more about you. I know just this interview is not going to be just, you know, I learn you and I'm going to move on. No, there's a lot more of you to learn from. So, if you have anything to say to your fans or anything to say to anybody out there who's listening, how to, you know, be their own person who, you know, come out from their shell and just do what they love to do, what would you say to them?
Well, I feel like in my life I was pretty much like put against the odds. I mean, I was born in like the hoodest hood of hoods in the U.S. at least, and like I have not faced like 1 ounce of real BS in my adult life. I moved to here where I'm at now in Georgia, and I used to cry doing like public projects, fam. Like I couldn't even do them. Like then I went from that to like doing plays, spelling bees, acting on TV, performing. I was singing. I was in honor choir. I was singing. Like, we would get in a van and just drive around Georgia and just sing. Basically, the point I'm... Go ahead.
I'm so sorry. You said you acted on TV. What were you on?
I was actually on Discovery Channel. They have a show called Murder Chose Me. And it's basically about this cop that, I mean, obviously he's solving cases, but it's actually based on a real person in Shreveport, Louisiana. But the people on the show is DJ Shu. Well, the first episode I played a guy named Cha-Cha Williams. He was actually based on a real person. So a whole bunch of dudes wanted to kill me because I was messing with this dude's girl, but that was like the episode. And then they ended up killing one of my friends. And so they was trying to figure out who did it. That was like the episode. And then the next episode.
That's amazing. I love that.
It was horrible. I pulled out a gun on a dude in the episode.
Man.
Oh, man. That's you know what? Intense. I've heard that Georgia, Atlanta as a whole is a big place for starting up. There you always get extras like parts, like I mean I'm sure like Tyler Perry's studio being there is also like a big reason why people like going out there and doing like extras. But there was a old co-worker, she said she was part of like Adam Sandler's movies because she used to live in Georgia and Atlanta. She was like,
I know that they're extras. The extras. They pretty much are giving out extra jobs like every day in Atlanta. And I mean, if you know, I actually filmed this show in Tennessee. I had it was kind of random, y'all. And this, I'm gonna bring the point home, man. I'm bringing home with this. I was at I put out an album in like 2018. Well, not an album. I'll just call it a demo. So I put out this demo called "Depressing the Foreign" in 2018, and basically, like these director people, I don't even know how they got it, but they heard it. And like, I ended up taking, I took my friend up to Atlanta, or not Atlanta, but Tennessee. I don't remember what city, but he was with me. And he had all me pick up all these dudes. It was like four or five of them. One of them was actually Bernie Mac's son, too. His name is Furley Mac. So we got in my Jeep and we all drove to Tennessee and they bought us a whole bunch of, questionable items for us to just have fun with. And they were like, yeah, y'all come on down to the set tomorrow. And I wasn't acting first off. I just went there to drop them off. They was like, yeah, we'll give you some money. And I was like, make sure y'all got some Hennessy and some green stuff. And I was like, and I'm in there. So they gave me some gas money and all that stuff. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna just kind of like go behind this building and, you know, have some fun. So I'm behind the building and the casting director and the producer walks out, which they end up like becoming real cool with me. But I'm just out there, you know, just blowing it down. And they're like, can we hit that? And I was like, yeah, sure, whatever. And they're like, man, you know, this guy just like skipped out on the part, man. And I've been chopping it up with him. And they were like, hey, you act? And I was like, yeah, I was in drama in high school. I used to act in like school plays and stuff. And I was like, hey, we got this role. And it was like a lead role too, dog. And I was like, sure, whatever. And they was like, yeah, so when we about to do this? And they was like, we finna go in there now. And I was like, all right, I'll come back around when I finish and we could do it. So I go in there and then next thing you know, I'm like filming for like 2 days. And then they even like put my Jeep in the episode and they paid me for that too. And I was like, this is cool. So that was like how it started, bro. And then they brought me back for some more episodes playing myself. They gave me my own role on the show as DJ Shu. So I basically was like doing little house parties on there and stuff. But
that's amazing.
As y'all can see, I go through all these different things, right? I done been through the ups and downs of life. Basically, all my life is about facing fears. When I was like really young, I was scared of everything, man. Like I said, I had everything stacked against me. And I would cry at everything. And every day I just worked really hard to not be scared of anything. So the stuff that scared me the most is what I got rid of first. So I got out of being scared of public speaking by public speaking and being in drama and taking acting and singing in front of people. And just, I just kept going down the list. All right, well, not scared of that no more. Not scared of this, not scared of this. So that's the one way I learned about myself was what I was afraid of. And then once I got rid of all those fears, then I was able to learn more about myself. All right, now what do I like to do that I would have been scared to do before? And so I just kept doing that. And pretty much everything in my life is that. That's literally my whole life. It's just, I'm scared. Okay, well, if it's super scary, just do it and like freak yourself out. Like I'll be shaking sometimes and be like, okay, we're gonna do this today, man. Like I ain't never think I'll be managing no company, man. Like I just thought I was gonna be working a job and, you know, dying being an employee or something. But yeah, like for real.
So you're like, be scared, but dive in and get it done.
Yeah, you're gonna die 100 times, like facing your fears. I've rebirthed myself like so many times. Like the amount of nicknames I had growing up from different things that I was doing, like just it's ridiculous. But yeah, I would say face every fear that you have, and that's who you'll know who you really are is through that process.
I love that. Now, that's great advice for sure. And honestly, anyone listening, and I say this all the time, it's like, you're going to take a chance, make sure to take a chance on yourself.
Yeah.
That's all real the, talk.
You only live once.
Yeah, real talk. Real talk.
Exactly, guys. So I definitely want to make sure that, you know, everyone has their questions answered. I think this was amazing. Again, thank you both of you for joining me today. I foresee future episodes because there's so much that you have going on, Shu. I want to hear more.
We literally can have a panel.
Exactly. And I would love to include, you know, other artists, especially 1111. She's an amazing person. So we definitely are going to do that in the future for our listeners. Is there any last words before we close out today?
He answered all the questions. I mean, it was great seeing you. Great, you know, I mean, meeting you also. And yeah, I mean, if you have anything else to say, just go ahead. Let it, you know, let the people know what's in your mind. And then the next chapter, and hopefully we'll have you with it.
The freedom to say whatever. No, I'm just playing. First off, I got much love for y'all. Like, always. Y'all always showing me love for sure. I'll definitely be back. If y'all ever just hit me up. Y'all got my info. Just hit me up.
Yeah.
As far as the business side of everything, I just joined a new podcast team that I'm managing called After Five the Podcast. Just check out my website, shoelovesrebels.com. My Instagram is LordShoeX. If you want to, you know, be nosy about my life, I don't mind. Yeah, I don't mind. Be nosy. I'm nosy too, man. Fuck it.
Well, you hear that? Yeah. People are always nosy. That's okay. We're nosy too.
Cool. Yeah, we're trying to know the internal dialogue of people, so I don't mind. What if you think you can figure out what makes me tick, hey, look, we need to talk anyways, because I'm still trying to figure it out. Everybody watching, please show love to these two. They got some the best content I've seen for a while on the internet, and I don't really watch internet like content, but their stuff is good. I know that much. So, watch their stuff. And I mean, they got me on there, so you know it's fine. It's already super fine because they talking about stuff that I'm actually interested in. So, yeah, please show them love. Add everything that they own. Buy everything that they selling. Go rock with my dog Colors. He the man. He the man for the tattoos, because I'm probably going to get a tattoo for him one day. Or he can at least touch up one of my tattoos. I only have one tattoo, so.
Oh, yeah, you definitely are gonna. One is not enough.
See, look, she's trying to start an addiction. Yeah, man, I need you to start here and just come down.
Just come down here. In order.
A to Z, bro. What else I gotta say? During this time, it's a lot going on in the universal energies. Everybody sells, so buy some products from this lady because she got the good protection units. As you can see, I'm wearing a protection unit me and her designed together on some real cool homie, like, you can't get this nowhere else type shit stuff.
Yeah, I know. There was a few days ago, I think, honestly, or maybe last week, I saw one of the necklaces we designed together, and I messaged you because I said, that is so cool. I wonder where he got it. And then it clicked. I'm like, oh, that was mine.
You made this, bro. You made this one. Now, I wear this one pretty often. Like, when I went out of town to North Carolina, I only wore this one and maybe like probably these two. I have like a bunch of these, but I only wear like this green one because I gave this green one to my grandma and she just passed away like last year. So I wear this one all the time. And this one got these two got like the evil eyes on them. So you know, I'll be trying to match it stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, people don't think they work, but they do. As college, we were out by the Mayan archaeology their ruins, right? And as soon as we get there, he had a bracelet I made for him, and that busted just on its own.
Just like combusted. It was like, well, yeah. There's no more energy I can take from this.
Exactly, just gone.
Nice.
So there's definitely some places that are so charged. And we took this tour, and of course, it's killing grounds. So it was too much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna lie. Wearing, like, I wore the one that you made one time, like, to sleep. And, like, my neck was, like, crazy, bro. I don't even know how to explain it. It was like, for a minute, I could, like, hear stuff. I don't know if is that a part of the symptoms for this, like, hearing stuff? I always hear stuff, but it just made it super heightened, so.
Hey, we're going to talk about that. That's another episode coming up. We're going to talk about that, how crystals and, you know, combinations of certain ones. We're definitely going to have a part two, part three, maybe, here coming up soon.
Man, we could just do a whole, like, lore shoe series.
Exactly.
Panels where we just talk about, get a whole bunch of people and just be like 30 of us in here. Like, all right, what do you think about
just this? Talking about it. There you go. That's how me and Keller started, because it used to just be me. And then he started co-hosting here and there between tours, so kind of like tattoo tours. And then finally I was like, hey, I think you're just permanent host now.
Yeah. Nah, low-key, like, I like how y'all do y'all stuff, because y'all just be like, chill, bro. Some of these people that, like, do episodes of stuff like this, like podcasts or just anything where you just talking to other people and interviewing them, sometimes they be, like, too hype, bro. I don't know if it's just me or what. Like, to me, it's supposed to be like we at the crib. Like, I don't know. I grew up where people was like, you gotta use your inside voice, and these folks be like yelling and stuff or screaming. For real, there's this dude, I don't even know his name, man, but he be on like Twitch and he just be like screaming and like interviewing people and screaming. Yeah, I'm like, y'all watching this? And this man got millions of viewers. Like, all right.
Yeah, no, yeah. We're usually pretty chill, sometimes maybe too chill.
nah, this is, you know how they have like that station called Easy Listening? This was, y'all need to be on that station. This is it. Welcome back, Easy Listening with Errol and Covers. This is like very chill. Shoot.
Yeah, we appreciate you. We're definitely gonna have you back on the show. To our listeners, again, you know, leave us a comment. What do you want us to talk about on our next episode? What do you want you to talk about in our next episode? And, you know, as always, we hope you guys are taking care of yourselves out there. You know, subscribe, follow, like us. All of our social media will be listed in the comments, in the video description. And we will be back soon.
Take care.